your future lay out there in the bullpen.
The starters are out. Now it's time to head to the bullpen.
Squad, bullpen, now.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Go ahead, call the producers.
Crew it now!
Hour number two of the bullpen, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. I'm Brian McDonald, alongside Cam Smith to my right, Johnny Belmer behind the glass. You can find us all on X. I'm at Sack by BMAC. Cam is at Clutch City Cam. And Johnny is at Third Coast Johnny. And if you want to hit us up and join the show, please give us a call or a text on the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776, as 0702 did earlier last segment, talking about the safety positions if Jimmy Ward gets cut. Says, I'm not worried about Ward because we have Bullock and Gardner Johnson working the backfield, ball hawks. Yeah, like, that's the other part of the conversation. Not only does... If these reports are true, you have to say that because it's the early part. But if these reports are true, like, Ward just deserves to be cut, period.
Yeah.
But especially when he's a 33-year-old declining safety and you got two guys you love. Or at least, well, Kalen Bullock you love long-term. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is probably just 1 year. But for 2025, you got two guys you love plus a guy they drafted out of USC to fill out some depth there. Like, I don't like if these reports are even remotely true. Like, I don't know what the point of holding on to Jimmy Ward would be.
I don't know. I don't know either. And I get, we talked about this earlier. He's got that relationship with D'Amico. He's been a team captain, but there's a certain point where that doesn't matter.
Yeah, like if these reports are true, I wouldn't even care if he was your best safety. Cut his ass.
Yeah.
But I mean, like it doesn't help. Like, there's always a sliding scale with these things. What teams are willing to overlook. From offense, then compared to your talent. But I think Jimmy Ward's on the downside. You have depth, and these allegations, if true, are horrible. Like, cut his ass.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
And
like,
the Texans are one of those teams where they don't really tolerate. Like, I mean, I'm not gonna, obviously all teams don't tolerate crime, but the Texans have
the Raiders kind of have for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Raiders, but yeah. you don't
the Browns and the Chiefs kind of have. The Chiefs, I mean, how many guys have they signed that have, like, they've messed up?
Yeah, they still have one that could.
Yeah, they brought him back. Yeah, Kareem Hunt, he left there, or he left there.
And Rice too.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah,
it's just I just don't.
And maybe even Xavier Worthy. The Chiefs do not get.
But the Texans are not one of those teams where they. I feel like they play around with this type of stuff. And to what you already touched on, it's not just the arrest, but he's also hurt. He's 33. He's
declining.
Yeah, you're not going to just keep this guy around because he's got a good relationship with D'Amico.
Because
I'm pretty sure D'Amico is going to be like, no, I'm not playing
D'Amico's
this.
D'Amico's a family man. He's not going to be happy about hearing this if the allegations are true. All right, let's get into some NFL talks. We only got about 5 minutes here before we got to get on the other side of the break. Although, you know how these things goes. We'll probably go more than 5 minutes.
That's cool by me.
Sorry, Johnny. We'll probably go a little bit long here. Chris Sims, former Longhorn, hook 'em. I don't know if I want to claim him anymore, though, because he's kind of become a clown in the media post-playing career. But he put out his annual top 10 QBs list, and yikes. I don't know what you have the biggest problem with, but I'll just read down this list and we can dig into it. Number one on this list, actually, let's go 10 to 1. Number 10, the guy who just won a freaking Super Bowl last year, Jalen Hurts, 10th in the league, according to Chris Sims. Number 9 and number 8, Baker Mayfield and your boy, Mr. 4INT himself, Justin Herbert. 7, 6, 5 in this order, C.J. Stroud, Matthew Stafford, Jaden Daniels. And then his top 4, which he labels as the core 4, Patrick Mahomes, number 4, Joe Burrow, 3, Josh Allen, 2, Lamar Jackson, 1. So obviously there's, I think, everyone's going to take away something different from this list and be equally upset about it. What do you take most issue on this list with?
Matthew Stafford
being too high?
Being too high, and Jalen Hurts being, I mean, that's just
being 10th.
I don't get that.
Look, I know it's people always say it's like, when you have the quarterback matchup, Mahomes versus Allen. It's not actually Mahomes against Allen.
Yeah.
It's Mahomes against the Bills defense and Allen against the Chiefs defense. But I mean, Hurts beat the team quarterback by Matthew Stafford. He beat the team quarterback by Jaden Daniels. He beat the team quarterback by Patrick Mahomes. And he's below all of them. Now, I'm fine with the Mahomes one. And that's one of my biggest issues, that Mahomes isn't one. And you can make the argument, I think, for the other three guys have legit cases. I don't have a problem with that. But I would still have Mahomes one. But Hurts not being in the top, certainly in the top five.
Like, he has to be in the top
five. I can listen to the argument. He's below Lamar. He's below Allen. He's below Burrow. He's below Mahomes. Fine. I may disagree with some of that, but fine. No issue there. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But for him to be all the way down at 10 behind Baker and Herbert and Stroud and Stafford is insane.
Yeah. And, like, I get it. Baker, he's revitalized his career ever since he went to Tampa Bay.
Certainly.
But consistently-wise, Jalen has been way more consistent. He's been way more – he's been way better in the playoffs. He just won Super Bowl.
And he's made two.
Yeah.
And barely lost the first
and
one.
And honestly – you can almost argue that if it wasn't for these four guys in the top four, you could argue that Jalen deserves to be in that top four. It's really hard to put him over these guys. But to be 10 is just asinine.
I guess it's kind of there's so many ways to try to like come up with your criteria when you're making lists. Like you could go off of just straight accomplishments, which then I think Mahomes would be one and Hurts would probably be two. You could go with just your overall belief in their talent, or you could go with, like, if I had one game to win tomorrow, who do I want as my quarterback? So I think there's different ways to take that. But if you go off of just what they've done, their stats, how much they've won, team success, that sort of thing, I mean, Hurts has got to be second. I don't know which way you – I tend to lean going of the way, like, who do I want one game to win, which will probably put Hurts – a third, I think, for me. Like, I think I would actually, yeah, he'd be third. Like, I would go Mahomes. If I had one game to win tomorrow, my team wins, they lose, I die.
Yeah.
I'd go Mahomes, Burrow, Hurts. That'd be my top three.
I can be on board with that.
Yeah, because, I mean, Allen and Lamar, extremely talented. Arguably the most talented guys on this list. Like, if you go straight talent, I think they're 1-2. But they just haven't done it at the biggest level. Neither one have been to a Super Bowl. They always find a way to make the big mistake, not make the winning play when it gets to the AFC Championship level.
And like that, and that's why I want to know like the context behind this, because you talked about it. There's when you look at it like based on like winning and what you do in the playoffs, and then you also look at stats. Jalen does both. Like, yeah, Lamar and Josh Allen put up astronomical numbers, and they're very fun to watch, but what have we seen out of Lamar? He cannot win in the playoffs. So it's just like, is the number one quarterback in the league a guy that can't win in the playoffs?
Yeah, who's never been to a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know there's – Lamar probably should have been a three-time MVP. Like, his stats were better than Josh Allen this year. So look, there's certainly a good argument for Lamar, but, like, yeah, I can't put the number one quarterback in the league, a guy who can't get to the Super Bowl – especially two spots ahead of Mahomes, who's won three, been to two more, and then Hurts, who's been to two of the last three and won one. Like, that's a hard argument for me. So that'll be it for the NFL. We'll get out here. I guess we'll go ahead and get out on time. I guess that's the producer to me. Like, I see the clock. I know it's 12 Fine. After. I'm like, I'm supposed to get out. I can't get on Jeremy and Joel Monday through Friday and then not get out on time. So we'll go ahead and get out now and get to the big question on the other side of the break. That when the bullpen returns. Join me, Cam Smith, and John Belmer on the other side of the break. ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back in. ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Brian McDonald, Cam Smith, John Belmer with you here on a Saturday on The Bullpen. Coming up next segment, we'll have Mount Rushmore Plus One, and then the Mean Gene Show will follow us at 2 o'clock, so make sure you stick around. They'll have lots to talk about last night in Game 4 of the NBA Finals with a devastating collapse there for the Pacers, who had a 10-point lead in the third quarter and let it slip away from them. But Mean Gene and guests will certainly cover that. And Johnny, you said Charles is going to be back this week?
Yeah, that's what he was telling me.
All right, so yeah, make sure to tune into that at 2 o'clock for all your NBA Finals conversation. Right now, bullpen here, we're going to dive into our big question, which we haven't been able to do the last couple weeks because news and events just kind of take away and push too far into the show. But first question for you here, for both of you, for Johnny and Cam. Which Texans era crossover would you rather have? Andre Johnson paired with current day quarterback CJ Stroud, or JJ Watt paired with, as a pass rushing duo, Will Anderson Jr.? Cam?
This is hard.
That's what she said.
Yes. I'm having a really hard time trying to decide this. Like, my brain, honestly, I'm probably going to have to go Watt and Will Anderson Jr. just because I can't for the life of me think of the last team that would have had two dominant defensive linemen. I mean, I knew in the break I threw out, like, the Giants way back in the
day. Yeah, the Giants. They had Justin Tuck and Michael Strahan and O.C. Umanura.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a
And, I mean, look unit. with that Giant, that, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, that Giants team went to the Super Bowl.
Well, they won. Yeah, that was the oh, my gosh, the in the graph steer. I can't remember the name of the David Tyreek. No, David Tyreek, is that the name?
Tyrell or something like that, but I know what catch.
The catch where it looked like Eli Manning was in the grasp and he chunks a ball anyway.
I'd have to go with those two. I mean, it would be awesome to see CJ throwing to Andre Johnson, but, and I'm not comparing Nico to Andre, but I think Nico could get too close to that level.
Well, couldn't you say the same thing about Hunter? Daniil Hunter, as like, obviously Watt is better. Obviously Andre Johnson is better than Nico, but aren't the drop-offs kind of similar?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I guess it's just, to me, it comes down to like who would be a bigger impact on the team, and I think I'd take Andre. Like, I think Andre.
Ooh, okay.
Andre now?
Yeah, like basically you're subbing out. Like, you're taking Nico Collins off the roster, putting Andre Johnson on. I think I'd rather do that than take Hunter off the roster, put J.J. Watt on. I could be talked into either, but that's kind of where I lean. Where are you at? Where are you at with this one, Johnny?
I'm leaning towards Will Anderson Jr. and Watt together, but I think it kind of depends on what era you put him in. If you take Will Anderson Jr. and put him on with Watt back in the day, where Schaub was maybe the quarterback, then I'd rather go with the other. But okay, you're talking about today.
Yeah,
I'm going Will Anderson Jr. and J.J. Watt all day.
How dare you knock on Mr. 5,000 back-to-back yard seasons, Matt Schaub?
He never had 5,000 yards once. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
he did.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he did.
No, look it up. You got a Google machine right there in front of you. You are crazy, Cam Smith. I think that all that caffeine you've been drinking is messing with your mind and your heart, by the way. I hope you make it through the show. He never had 5,000 yards once, man.
You're right. I'm tripping. Sorry.
he did lead the league once.
He led
But it was like 47 or 49.
It was, yeah. Sorry. He had back-to-back seasons where he had over 4,300 yards. I don't know why I thought he had 5,000 yards. I should have known as that was coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's all
right. Something was a little off. But, I mean, Johnny does bring up a good point about if the errors, like, depending on when it was.
I think that matters of what team you're putting this on. But I think for the sake of the conversation, it should be today. Like, but
yeah.
I don't think there's a wrong answer here. It's just, like, do you lean dominant defense or maybe up? I guess maybe that's really the way we should answer the question, is what's a bigger upgrade, going from Nico to Andre or going from Daniil Hunter to J.J. Watt?
Daniil to J.J. for sure.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to answer this question. I think you're right, Johnny. And I think that changes my answer. I would go with Watt and Will Anderson Jr.
Nice.
All right. We're all in agreement. All right. Let's move on to the next one. I know that you guys have wanted to do this question for a few weeks. Would you rather have an NHL team in Houston or get Astroworld back?
Easy. NHL.
Not even a question.
A question.
Now, are you saying this because you're how old? 30?
25.
My ass.
Plus and 10.
Matt Schaub passed plus 5,000 yards back to back.
Ah, damn it. What an idiot.
You're as close to 25 as Schaub was to 5,000 yards.
No, this is an easy question. One, because I loved going to Arrows games back in the day.
So did I. Yeah.
Very, very entertaining. And two, the last couple years of Astroworld were just disastrous. I mean, it was almost like a mosh pit. Like, people were going there just to hang out. They weren't going there to, like, ride the rides and stuff.
Well, isn't that a plus, though? The lines would be shorter.
No, not when it's – because I went the last couple of years, and like it was not fun. Like the fights were everywhere. That place was like they're just
well that can be cleaned
everywhere.
Up. Can't
did it,
it
like I what mean, you say? It came Guns Point Mall.
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of like Edward Cinema back in the day. Like it used to be fun, and then it just turned into like a hangout spot where people weren't going there to do what it was like made for.
But so to Johnny's just, point, that could be cleaned up, extra security or whatever.
I mean, if you're giving me Astroworld, like
Astroworld is heyday
during its prime.
Yeah.
Oof.
But
I'll
quickly say I would take the NHL as well because I would get more day to day enjoyment out of that. Like I would get 82 games to watch. I'm not going to Astroworld 82 times throughout the year.
No.
But I also think it's dependent upon her age. You're 25, which is a lie. 25 plus 9?
Plus 10.
Plus 10? Okay, 25 plus 10. Johnny, you're right about 30?
I'll be 33 in August.
Okay, so I'm 41. Like, if we were 12 or 13, what's her answer? It's hands down Astroworld, right? So I think this is maybe a question that gets broken down upon depending on what age you're at. Like, unless you have kids, which I do, but don't. Like,
I still think I would go NHL just for the fact that you can go to Galveston and they have a theme park. You can go up to San Antonio.
It's not the
they
same.
Have a great
That's
theme
a
park.
That's a 3-hour drive.
But I'm fine with that because we just talked about it. We're not going to go to Astroworld as many times as we would go to an NHL game. So,
that's why it's NHL for me.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, what is your answer on this, Johnny?
I'm disappointed a little bit. I would love to have an NHL team, but I'm disappointed at how quickly you came to that, Cam. You were just like, NHL, no question.
Yeah, he was very dismissive of Astroworld.
He was, and I'm on the other side of this. A little disrespectful. Thank you. I would love to have an NHL team, and I've been beating that drum for forever, but to bring back Astroworld, like, it's going to be there every year, all summer, for everybody to go enjoy. But how many people are going to really legitimately be interested in hockey in this city? Like,
it's a transplant city, though, to be fair. Like, I mean, it's a city that I don't know what the breakdown would be, but it's a city that people move to more than flee. So you have people moving here from cold weather hockey towns all the time.
Yeah, and it's a big sports town. So even I feel like it's almost kind of the same thing with like the Astros. I feel like in the last couple of years, especially like due to social media, the Astros is like, it's not just popular because it's a sport, but like even if you're not super into baseball, people enjoy going to sporting events. Like even if you don't keep up with it, people still enjoy going to that. So even if you're not like a super diehard, like I don't ever watch NHL during the regular season. I watch the playoffs all the time.
Right.
Right.
But same.
The fact that there would be an NHL team here, I feel like even if you don't keep up with hockey, that's something that people would love to go
see.
Okay,
but you have, you say going to sporting events, but you have the Rockets, you have the Astros, you have the Texans, you have the Dynamo, Sabercats. Like there are plenty of sport options. There's not a real theme park in this area. There's like, you know, Splashtown and stuff like that for water, but like there's not a real theme park here. You can go to all those other sporting events. I would rather have the theme park.
Roller coasters back. Like legit roller coasters. I know, like you said, Kima's got a roller coaster. The Pleasure Pier, I believe, has a roller coaster. But they're not, you know, Grease Lightning.
Maybe I should throw in this too. I'm also not a big heights person.
Oh,
so.
There we go. There it is.
In fact, when I went to Fiesta a couple years ago, one of the rides, my eyes were shut the entire time. And my best friend lied to me. I didn't realize it was the one where...
What ride?
It was the one where...
If it's the teacups, I'm leaving.
No.
Okay.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. there was a ride where he told... Like, there was no bottom part. So you were basically just, like, strapped in.
Oh, well, like a bicycle seat?
And your legs were just like this.
Yeah.
I was absolutely terrified.
The Batman ride, I think it was called Batman Escape. No, I'm thinking of... Is either that or...
Are you thinking of the Superman one?
I think it was
the Superman one.
There
was a ride, well, maybe in Fiesta, Texas, but there was a ride at Astroworld before it closed. There was like a Mr. Freeze ride.
I love the Viper.
The Viper was cool.
Which is crazy because that one was wood.
That was one of the tamer ones. It was just one loop, but that was really all you had of the Viper.
It was just the fact that it was like one of the oldest wooden roller coasters.
That wasn't the Viper.
Viper wasn't
Viper
wooden.
Was wood.
No,
the Viper was green.
Yeah,
the Cyclone was wood.
Viper was metal.
I thought the Viper was wood.
No. You're in a roll here with these takes, Cam.
I mean, it's been so long. Astroworld's been gone for 15 years.
But you know what? If we bring Astroworld back, obviously none of those rides are going to be existing. We could have all new, like, you can go explore all the new rides and everything new.
You know what's fun, a little rabbit hole to go down once the show's over, is you can look now. It's on Wikipedia, so you never know the factual validity of this. The facts might come from Cam Smith on this one. But you can actually track like where some of these rides went after Astroworld closed. Like it got sold off to other parks. And some of them, at least as a couple years ago, were still in use in other ballparks across, or not ballparks, but amusement parks across the country. All right, one more quick one, and we'll get out and go to Mount Rushmore plus one. One zero-calorie food for the rest of your life. You can pick any food in the world. You make it zero calories. We answered this the other day on the Killer Bees. My answer was my immediate answer, and I've since wavered on a little bit, but I think my immediate answer was burgers. But if you could pick any food to be zero calories for the rest of your life, what are you picking?
This is tricky because I'm like, do I go with the food that I eat the most, or do I go with like a food that I really love, but I don't eat a lot because it's so unhealthy?
That's the interesting thing, like, because that's why I changed my answer, because I mainly thought it was burgers, but I was thinking like, what's the frequency? Like, what would you get more benefit out of? To your point, Cam, like if I eat something basically every single day, that's probably more beneficial than one super gluttonous thing that I'm taking calories on. So I actually changed my answer. And this might be a little bit controversial, but it makes so many different. It's one piece of a dish. But to me, I changed my pick to tortillas.
There's
so many different things that I can eat that have tortillas in it. Where like tortillas are like the big source of obviously carbs and calories, and if you take that out, then it just becomes kind of like a keto diet sort of situation.
It's a good call. Point.
I think my initial thought was tacos because I love tacos and eat, but tacos honestly aren't that.
Well, you can make it fatty.
You can, but you can honestly, tacos aren't super unhealthy. So I'd almost have to go maybe like a torta, but I also want to say chicken fried chicken.
Oh.
Chicken fried steak would be. Either, I don't eat it that often, but.
But if it had zero calories.
But if it had zero calories, hey. I might eat it almost every day.
This is a good question.
What about you, Johnny?
Food.
Mine is going to be potato in general.
Oh, so you're kind of going the route like I did with tortilla.
Because you can do so many things with it. And I mean, potatoes.
Fries, potatoes, so many different things. You could put it in a breakfast taco.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything,
All day long, you'd be eating potatoes and not absorbing any calories.
To his point, I've had potatoes like three times this week already.
Well, I mean, congratulations.
Thank you.
That was a sick brag there. hey, Johnny, save that as a drop. I'm Cam Smith. I had three potatoes. I had potatoes three times already this week. All right. Other side of the break, when we get back, ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. Myself, John Belmer, and Potato Man, Clutch City Cam over here. We'll get to Mount Rushmore plus one. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Throughout the course of human history, singular moments have shaped who we are, who will become, and even the world as we know it. Some men discovered new worlds.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
One man advocated for the need to hire a contractor.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Others put pizza on a bagel.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
These courageous men gazed upon a monument and asked, what if we add one more? This is Mount Rushmore plus one.
Welcome in, Houston, to the best part of your weekend. Welcome into Mount Rushmore plus one, the award-winning, groundbreaking segment that forever changed the sports radio landscape and will land the three of us plus Sean Mapes into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame in far less than the 27 years it took those bums in the morning to get there. Far less. I'm just going to run this shtick until Granato punches me for it. I think that's when the shtick will end.
Oh, my.
I think Lance is still down the hallway. He's got a chance to come down here and get you down.
I'm sure he's heard me yell at some point. Okay, yeah, he's up here scouting. Man, is there already scouting season? It's June.
It is.
Wow. Okay, shout out to Lance, hardest working man in showbiz. All right, so why don't one of you guys go first? Because mine's going to get silly. I don't know what the transition will be. But
let's let Johnny go
Johnny
first
Belmer.
For once.
Yeah,
for
the first time one last week. Yeah, Johnny Belmer, why don't you go first?
All right, I'm actually doing my one that I didn't get to do last week. It's basically just me poking at BMAC, basically.
All right.
It's a bit of a heel.
Yeah, you are a bit of a heel. Look at you using wrestling terminology. I'll get you yet. That's yeah, your makes into a wrestling fan. I'll get you.
No, you're not. You're not getting me on that now. Sorry to disappoint you. This is my Mount Rushmore plus one of my reasons why the UFC is and always will be better than WWE. For B-Mac.
Such a hater.
Number five is there is no tag team bullcrap. In WWE, I mean, in UFC, like there's WWE.
I would love to see tag team UFC.
No,
they're missing an opportunity. They're missing an opportunity.
Somebody would die.
Somebody would die. There would be too much going on.
No, but if you literally had tag in and tag out, why would somebody die?
Oh, I was...
No.
No, I'm not saying four men fighting at
That's
once.
That's what I was thinking.
No. Tag in, tag out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Same rounds, like same five-minute rounds or whatever, or 3 5-minute rounds. Depending on if it's a championship fight, but just tag in.
You think that would be interesting to see? I think that'd be terrible. I want to see.
I'd be willing to watch it once, see how it goes.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they've done it. Other countries have it all the time. Like I've seen, like 3-on-3, 4-on-4. Like they go crazy.
I'm just poking some holes in your list, John.
Yeah, I know you are. Number four, I will take a Bruce Buffer fight introduction over a WWE introduction all day, every day.
Yeah, Bruce Buffer's not even the best Buffer.
Yes,
he is. He's not even the best Buffer.
He is.
Yeah,
he is.
It's time.
And he's not the best ever, but he's better than you know what you get with the WWE.
Yeah.
Music and the walkout. Number three is the dress, the outfits, whatever you want to call them.
You mean the fun? The fun. You don't like fun, Johnny? Is that what you're saying?
It gets a little bit weird. With guys like wearing thongs and stuff out there.
Sure, no one's wearing thongs out there. It's a little weird.
Oh, come on now.
No one's wearing thongs.
Number two, there
Shawn
are no.
Michaels that one time.
Yeah, except for a lot of guys that one time. I don't have specific examples.
The 90s were different, okay?
I don't have specific examples to throw at you to prove you're wrong, so
you got an advantage there. I gave you one.
Number two, no props or gimmicks. You know, chairs, no ladders, no...
Again, what do you have against fun?
Come on. No, that's
what do you have against fun?
It's ridiculous. It's not fun. It's ridiculous.
Yes, I know it's ridiculous. Like, that's called fun.
People light themselves on fire and jump onto crazy stuff. The last one. I will take a cage... over the ring any day.
You know WWE has like 6 different type of cage matches.
Yes, but I'm talking not the stupid cage, like with the top on it.
Man,
and like stuff hanging.
He's going out.
I'm being
a
little
a
mean.
Hater.
Hey,
he's
I'm being a little bit of a hater, but
man, Johnny took that seriously, man. He was coming after me.
It's all true.
Coming after my love for.
He's been waiting a
whole
week
wrestling.
To come at you.
I have been. Yeah.
I think
wanted
he's been
to
throwing up for years. I don't think that was a week.
I wanted to do it last week when they had the
money
UFC
in.
Yeah,
but. Money in the bank. All right, Cam, what is your Mount Rushmore plus one?
My Mount Rushmore.
Hopefully it's not attacking me.
No, of course not. I would
me
never.
Johnny did.
I would never attack you.
as you roll your eyes.
Inside the studio.
Yeah, oh, there we go. Okay.
So mine is my top, like, little quick trips to make in Texas.
Sure. Okay.
You know, like little weekend trips or maybe, you know, maybe like a one-day trip. My favorite is San Antonio. I love San Antonio. That's kind of why I made that comment on Twitter about how I prefer San Antonio over Austin. Flatonia, Texas.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Good little town off I-10. My grandparents actually used to go there. I'm not saying it's one that I would go to every weekend, but it is close to Shiner, the brewery. And,
I've taken the tour there.
And they have one of the biggest chili festivals, Chili Spill, in October, which is a lot of fun. So that's a cool little town to go visit. South Padre. I'm a big water guy, and it's close to Mexico, so that's highly convenient. Then there's Fredericksburg.
That feels like Fredericksburg is for like an older crowd, though.
It is.
Like, there's antique.
It's a different vibe.
Kind of like chic restaurant, not chic restaurants, but kind of like, you know, like the vibe is, I think, different there. Like, I guess it's a different type of party, but it feels like a party for 40 plus.
It is, but it's also one of those trips where it's just like it's chill, it's relaxing. Like,
I mean, anywhere in the hill country is fun to visit.
Yeah, like Fredericksburg, when I think of Fredericksburg, I think of like me going with a girl for a nice like little weekend trip.
Sure. Yeah, that's exactly what I would think of. Yeah.
And then very last is Austin.
You say that with like disdain.
I'm just not.
You have it in your top five, so it's obviously got to be somewhat fun. And you said it like you didn't like it.
I do. It's just, I don't. It's not the same Austin vibe anymore. Like
what? It's less weird?
It's plenty weird.
Well, what's different? Because I've heard some people say it's become more corporate.
It has in that sense, but it's just, it's more corporate, but it's just like, I feel like 10 years ago when I was going to Austin, it was just, there was more, it just seemed more relaxed and like chill. It was a good vibe. It was a little different than like Houston. And now I feel like Austin's kind of turning somewhat into Houston. And it's, I think Austin's just kind of overrated sometimes.
I don't know. The comedy scene up there is great.
Yeah. I saw Ron Funches there at, what was that name of that? Cap City Comedy Club. I love Austin. There's lots of nature stuff to do. They got great restaurants. You got, you know,
I do like the nature side of it.
Music festivals and whatnot. Like the whole Bat Bridge is cool. Have you ever gone out in the boat to watch the bats come out?
I haven't.
The bridge
also,
there? There's lots of cool stuff to do.
I might get a lot of heat for this. I think the food in Austin's overrated.
I think that's some pretty good barbecue, man.
Okay,
depends on what you're going for.
Yeah. There's good barbecue.
Salt Lake Barbecue, which is a little bit outside of Austin, but also fantastic.
But if I have one more person come up to me and tell me that there's better Mexican and Tex-Mex food in Austin...
Well, see, you're specifically talking about one type of food, then.
I'm going to have apoplexy.
I didn't know it was that severe, man.
It is.
Okay. Well, I will not talk to you about the merits of the Austin food scene because I don't want you to die, which I'm already concerned about because of your caffeine intake, as we discussed earlier in the show. All right. My Mount Rushmore Plus One comes off of a story that I saw from Kentucky. So buckle up there. Kentucky man's involved. I'll just read you quickly the synopsis of the story, which will lead into my Mount Rushmore Plus One from Fox 8. A Kentucky man, reportedly known as Cowboy Cody, was arrested Friday after allegedly releasing a raccoon inside a bar, according to police. We're already starting off with the home run here, okay? Now we're going for a second home run. So according to the Murray Police Department, officers were called to the bar after a report of a man intentionally releasing a raccoon inside the Big Apple Grill and Bar, which when I first read this, I thought I read it as Applebee's. I was like, oh man, he let loose of a raccoon in the Applebee's? But it's actually, like, I guess some sort of knockoff. Officers later found the suspect, who was identified as 40-year-old Jonathan Mason. Police said they had to forcibly remove Mason from the car because he refused to roll down his windows or exit the vehicle during the traffic stop. I mean, I don't know what the end game is at that point. The cops are surrounding your car. You might as well just get out. Like, nothing good is going to happen at that point by you making it more difficult on them. Mason had been previously asked to not trespass on the bar's property. Mason was arrested and charged with second-degree assault, third-degree criminal trespassing, resisting arrest, and failure of owner to maintain required insurance, first offense. One person reportedly was bitten by the raccoon, according to police.
Is this the same raccoon that was found with a meth pipe?
I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was.
Did you see this? A couple weeks ago, somebody got pulled over, and they had a raccoon in their car with a meth pipe.
Oh, yeah, I think I did see that. So this was, I don't know why the man needed revenge, but he released the raccoon into the bar for revenge. So my Mount Rushmore Plus One is animals I would release into a bar for revenge.
This is good.
This is a good one. Number five. Now, I will say, people are like, well, we'll release a tiger in there and they'll kill everybody. I can't bring a tiger into a bar. So let's scratch off tigers.
Be realistic, people.
And lions and gorillas and bears, right? We're scratching them off the list. These are animals I could actually get into the bar. All right. Number five, whole bunch of squirrels.
Oh.
If I just open the door and with a bag of squirrels and they all just run out over, those guys go everywhere. You couldn't catch them. They'd get into everything.
So we're at a bag instead of just one now? We're releasing a bunch of them?
Yeah. I got a bag of squirrels.
That's what duffel bags are for.
What's the problem? I got a bag of squirrels.
Yeah.
I just throw a bunch of bird seed like outside the door, and there they go.
Yeah, but then they're stopping at the door. I want them inside the bar. This is for the revenge.
No, I mean, that's how I get them out the bar.
I see. Maybe. I don't know, man. They're squirrels are unpredictable. I mean, how many times have they started across the road and stopped right in front of you? They're extremely unpredictable. So I think they'd be a pain in the ass to get outside your restaurant or bar. Number four, this one is actually dead, and it's for the smell. Dead fish. Dead fish, especially like the old dorm prank where you put it in the AC unit.
That'd be
a good one for revenge. That one's probably a bit mean. Number three, a whole lot of bats. I think bats would be so hard to get at. I mean, they're screeching, they're flying everywhere, they're scaring your patrons, they're pooping everywhere, you can't catch them.
Rabies?
Potential for rabies.
Oh, yeah. That's the big one.
Bats would be...
That's attempted murder.
Yeah, it is.
It might be, yeah. I might get bigger charges than Cowboy... what was his name?
Cowboy Cody.
Cowboy Cody, yeah. That's a hell of a nickname. Sounds like a wrestler. See, Johnny can't get behind the story because it has a guy with a wrestling name in it. All right, two more. Mount Rushmore plus one of animals to release into a bar for revenge. I think they're the pretty obvious ones, so I'll name them off back to back. Rats and snakes.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, we obviously know why rats would be bad. I mean, one, you get the restaurant shut down for a health code violation, but they would chew through stuff. They're gross. People would be freaking out. And snakes. I mean, a lot of people are afraid of snakes. Plus, they could be venomous. They could kill people. I think that'd be a pretty good revenge.
You could save it with the rats. You can kind of go in and figure it out. If you put the snakes, depending on how many you put, you might as well just burn that thing to the ground.
Yeah,
it's
done. Yeah, too many snakes.
Snakes on a plane. Snakes in a bar.
Yeah. Tired of all these mother bleeping snakes in this mother bleeping bar. But that would be good revenge. All right, one more segment left this week. We'll have another episode.
Remind me not to mess with you.
Yeah. Well, this is in part, I think, inspired by... Your types of torture that you wanted to get. I can't remember why. Oh, it was for the people that stole your identity. That's what it was for. All right. One more segment to go today. On the side of the break, we'll get into what we love from sports this week and our worst people in sports this week when the bullpen returns. ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
This is the Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. One more segment today with the Bullpen following us. Mean Gene will go take you from 2 to 3, joined by both Charles and Caleb Carter, who were in his time slot a couple weeks ago. So stay tuned. They'll have lots of NBA Finals coverage for you in that Pacers collapse in Game 4. So 6171 texted in, guys. I told you during the break, I missed the big one. 6171 called me out, and he is 100% correct. He tweets in, Skunk was a big miss by B-Mac.
Oh, yes.
Skunk, I mean, how did I, yeah, yeah. I guess the only thing I would say there is, like, I'd be worried that I'd get sprayed in the process of trying to wrangle said skunk. To where I don't know if the juice would be worth the squeeze.
It's worth it for the revenge.
Maybe.
Is it?
If I get sprayed down, though, it's no longer worth it. It's really a zero-sum game. The only way it's worth it is if I don't get sprayed in the process.
And you're snitching on yourself, because if you get sprayed, everybody
Everyone's going to, yeah, when the cops track you down, it's that guy. He's the only one that smells like ass.
Well, it depends if you're snitching on it. If you do it, like, when they're closed, that's one thing. Or are you just walking up, opening the door while they're open and throwing it in? You know,
you have to do it when people are there, because that causes more of an uproar.
Yeah, I think you do too. I think the risk is too big, though. It's a good thought from 6171. And I probably should have put in there. So this is part just trying to defend myself. I just worry about getting sprayed myself, and then I'd lose the appeal of it. All right, before we wrap it up and hand it over to the Mean Gene Show, let's get into our worst people in sports and what we love from sports this week. My worst people in sports this week is the Pirates offense, who have helped. I say helped in air quotes here, helped Paul Skene set a major league record. You might think, what's the major league record? I know he's been amazing. Well, unfortunately, it's not a good record. Paul Skene, who yesterday got a no decision, went 5 innings, gave up 4 hits, no runs, 5 strikeouts, but got a no decision because his team scored, like, I think they scored 1 run in the game, and it was late. It was after he left. Paul Skene now has an ERA for the season of 1.78 with a sub-1 whip, 0.85. Crazy for a starting pitcher to have a sub-1 whip. And again, a 1.7 ERA. But despite that great dominance from Paul Skene, he's now set a record for fewest number of wins with 4 by a pitcher who began a season with a sub-2 ERA through 15 starts since Major League Baseball integrated in 1947.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He has the record for fewest amount of wins with a sub-2 ERA. The guys, it's actually a pretty big list of the guys who had 5 wins through that time. I only took the guys who were semi-recent. I didn't want to go back to the 30s. But the other names on the list who had 5 wins in a sub-2 ERA were Jacob deGrom, Shelby Miller, Zach Greinke, and Clayton Kershaw. So some big names there, but Paul Skene has the dubious honor of setting an unfortunate baseball record.
Well, we witnessed that against the Astros. Where
yeah,
he went,
yeah.
What was it, 8 scoreless innings?
8 scoreless.
Still didn't get the
He gave up one run. He gave up one run on a home run to Christian Walker And I think they lost 2-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Paul Skenes.
Poor guy.
Best of luck when you leave for either the Yankees or the Dodgers in a few years. All right, Cam, who is your worst person in sports this week?
My worst person in sports is TJ McConnell.
Because, oh, yeah, the Pacers guard? Yeah.
Yes. He, all I needed.
Because he looks like a rec league all-star? What's the complaint here?
Well, that's fine. all I needed was him to not even make, just attempt one three-point shot in last night's game.
You had a bet?
And it was the difference between $200 and $20.
Oh! Him not attempting a three cost you $180?
Half a three. He had to take half a three.
Well, yes. So he has to take one. Yes,
all he had to do was take one three. He didn't even have to make it. I just needed him to shoot one.
That's a bad gambling.
And this is coming
burn.
Off of a really good game.
He's had a few good games during the playoffs. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Damn you, TJ.
All you needed was one three.
One three.
How many legs did this? I assume this was on like Prize Picks. How many legs did this have?
Five.
Five. Oh, and that was the only one that didn't hit.
That was the only one that did not hit.
Wow. Only needed one three. I'm sure he. I don't remember. I only watched the second half of that game. But I'm sure he has some chances where he could have jacked one up. I saw him in the game quite a bit.
Yeah, and he's a pretty decent three-point shooter, so I was just kind of like, okay.
That is a bad burn. All right, time to go ahead and stop swimming with the anger sharks, move away from what we hated, and doggy paddle over to the Sea of Tranquility. Talked about what we love from sports this week. Cam, what did you love from sports this week?
What I loved is the recent news of the Rockets re-signing Steven Adams to a three-year extension. Love it. Yes.
Johnny said that broke, I think, right as we started Mount Rushmore Plus One. It was 3 years, 39? That is, I did not think, because of how well he played last season, that the Rockets were going to be able to afford to bring him back. I thought his market would have moved past a mark where the Rockets would have been comfortable with going. But that is big news, because that double big lineup with him and Şengün was amazing.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, the fact that I think that I read something where, against – I mean, obviously, throughout the year, he was the best offensive rebounder, technically, in basketball. But
he has been, like, most of his career, too.
His plus-minus for the Rockets, plus-minus against Golden State was, like, plus 44 when he was on the floor, and, like, the opposite when he was off. It was, like, negative 44. So that – I mean, obviously, his numbers aren't going to, like, light up. Like,
well, he's never a guy that's going to get his own offense. He's only going to get it on putbacks.
But he's great at what he does. And it's crucial.
Clogging the paint. Yeah. You know, impacting shots when guys drive in and obviously getting boards. It'd be interesting to see, because he kind of had to work himself back into shape. Like when they got into the playoffs and they were wanting him to play like 30 plus minutes, it felt like that was a bit much for him at times. So it'll be interesting to see what else they add to the roster so he doesn't have to play 30 minutes. Because I'd rather have 20 minutes of really impactful Steven Adams than 30 minutes if he's, you know,
dragging
himself up and down the court.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
On average, he was like
20 to 25. But, yeah, that's a really big domino for the Rockets offseason. We'll see what they also do with Fred VanVleet, what they do with the number 10 overall pick. I don't think they keep it, but a lot of big decisions for the Rockets coming up in the offseason. Before I get into mine, how serious do you think they are going after Durant?
I think they're very serious.
Because Shams came out with a report a few days ago that the Spurs and one or two other teams were like, super heavy after Durant.
There's like four main contenders for Durant. I'm all for it, but I think we just have to realize, like, the Rockets, the Suns are the desperate team. The Rockets aren't. So the Rockets.
Well, okay, to that point, because the name I keep seeing in, like, would you do this trade sort of proposals, would most of them include Jalen Green? Is that a deal breaker for you?
Nope.
You don't have any problem moving Green?
Nope. Now, if you're packaging like Jabari,
think it'd be that. So, like, if you move Green, the what I keep seeing is like Green, either the 10th pick or one of the Suns' future first back, plus like salary fillers to make the contracts work.
Absolutely,
you would do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little wary trading a 23-year-old for a 37-year-old. I get that Green was awful, except for Game 2. In their first round series against the Warriors, but I'd be a little wary of that. All right, because I got audio to play here, I should get over to what I love from sports this week. What I loved was Ron Killings, formerly R-Truth, the wrestler. Sorry, Johnny. He had a crazy week where he got fired, but because the fan pushback was so crazy in support of him, WWE brought him back, and now he's kind of flipping his character from being this goofy comedy gimmick that no one takes seriously into trying to take himself more seriously and push him into a higher level. And as a part of that, He actually, there was a radio show on Sirius XM called Busted Open Radio that was taking issue with how he did his character turn, which included cutting off his hair that kind of became part of his comedy like look and to more of a sleek, serious look. And they took issue with how Ron Killings did that, formerly R Truth. Ron Killings called into the show after he heard it and went off on this tirade.
Who the f*** he talking to? Who he telling me who I am? I know who I am. I'm protecting him. You see, everybody got somebody that's trying to tell them who the f*** they are. I know who I am. I'm not the nice one. I'm driving now. Don't let nobody tell you who you are. You know you better than anybody else know. And I know me better than anybody else know me too. And they better put some respect on my name because I am the truth. So help me.
Yeah, I...
How you going to tell me why I cut my hair? I do what I want to do. See, it ain't that nice time.
Get it wrong.
I'm not angry. I just won't be... I won't be taken advantage of no more. Things going to change around here. I'm driving now.
Unbelievable promo from Ron Killings. Come on, even if you're not a wrestling fan, that's a hell of a promo.
It's just funny,
man,
that when I first heard it, I had to ask if that was Stephen A.
Yeah, well, that's just because you're... I'm not even going to say it. All right, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I can trust you today because you did put Matt Schaub over 5,000
times. I'm sorry.
All right, it's all right, Cam. I hope you make it to next week's show. We will be back on. Cam will be too if he doesn't die from his caffeine overexposure. That'll do it for the bullpen this week. Stay tuned for the Mean Gene show. Mean Gene will be joined by Charles and Caleb Carr, breaking down all the Game 4 action for the NBA Finals. See you next week in Houston. Have a good one.
ESPN 97.5.